Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
And welcome
to Off Script.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And I'm sick.
Love that for us.
I mean, I hear sickness in my head. I don't know if it's others can hear it. You know how that sometimes
100%. 100%.
Okay. But you know how sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, I sound awful and no one else can hear it.
Honestly, okay. you almost sound like you were at a concert screaming or something, but you were not.
Let's say I was doing that. That sounds more fun. Okay. Oh gosh. Anyways, so we compare books and their movies.
And today we're covering Jurassic Park.
Yes, we are. I'm excited. It was actually really fun. Okay, here's my picture. I had to watch it, and at first, no, how did it go? Oh, it was just like I had kind of started it with Tyler, but then like life happened. We had to pause it or whatever. So then when we turned on the TV on our Fire Stick, it was like, you know, continue watching there. Mm-hmm. And Riley's like, can we watch Jurassic Park? And Riley is my she used to love dinosaurs, but she's also my scaredy cat that does not like dinosaur movies because actually she likes the Jurassic World one. But we tried a couple years ago to do the marathon, but in the kitchen with the velociraptors in the first one, she cried. And so ever since then, she like, no Jurassic Park. But she asked to watch it. I was like, okay. So we watched it with her and Tyler, and then they wanted to watch them all. So I watched all seven of these in a week during the summertime.
Holy
and it was
shit.
So much fun.
I thought you only did the first three.
It was a blast. I watched all seven. It was actually funny because we were talking. It was right after the new one just came to theaters. And then finally it was like available to purchase or rent or whatever on Amazon. So I had seen it with Tyler and I was like, meh, that's all right. But you wanted to see it. So I went and saw it with you. And both of us were like, man, it's all right. And then Riley wanted to see it. So then I freaking bought it. And I was like, man. So I watched the movie in a month three times that I was like, man.
And bought it.
I did. I was like, I mean, I'm going to need it eventually, I'm sure.
Of all the Jurassic Parks to buy, that was not the one.
Well, I already own all the other ones. Oh, my gosh. Anyways, I guess that's my picture. So I'm very prepared for this episode.
Nice. Yeah. Good.
Okay. All right. Our trigger warning. Y'all should know dinosaurs are eating people today.
What?
So if that sounds like you're shocked about that, I feel like you need to go listen to a different episode.
Oh, I got to go record a different episode then, Allie.
Okay. You're too scared?
Too scared. Cannot handle dinosaurs eating people.
Okay. All right, here's our synopsis. Paleontologist Alan Grant and Ellie's not a paleontologist. She's whatever herbivore.
Yeah.
She's a plant doctor. Anyways, plant Botanist. Doctor.
Plant doctor. Yes.
Oh, no. Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, Ellie Sattler and mathematician Ian Malcolm are among select group chosen to tour an island theme park populated by dinosaurs created from prehistoric DNA. While the park's mastermind billionaire John Hammond assured everyone that his facility is safe, they find out otherwise when various ferocious predators break free and go on the hunt.
I don't know how anyone thought that Jurassic Park was not going to end up this way, but okay.
Okay, then I have to ask you, if Jurassic Park came to truth today,
yeah,
would you go? See, my dumb self would be like, yes, I would go.
Absolutely. No,
like, even though we've seen seven movies that say why we shouldn't.
Yeah. I would want to say yes just because I want to see dinosaurs. But my brain's like, maybe you go after all the shit happens, or you go like the first day. It's going to get
closed.
Because there's no way that they would let that happen on the first day. But
well, in this book, it happened before it even opened. Happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't think I would. I know my
Jurassic World that it was open for years and years and years, and it was very done well until they decided to start messing with nature and creating hybrid crap.
Yeah. If the park had been open for years and years and there had been no like escapes or deaths, sure, I'd go. But right off the bat hearing it, I'd be like, sketch.
Fair, fair. All right. So we have our author, Mike.
Preservation.
Exactly. We have our author, Michael Crichton?
Crichton.
Crichton. What? Okay. Mm-hmm. Director Steven Spielberg. Screenplay writer is Michael Crichton and David Cope. Ope. Mm-hmm. Cope.
Okay. Yeah.
So he wrote the screenplay.
He wrote it too.
Interesting. Our book came out November 20th, 1990. Movie June 11th, 1993. That's only a 3-year difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
So what'd you do first?
I was a normal child and I watched this movie.
Same. And what are your thoughts of the story? Just dinosaurs, theme park.
I mean, it's fun. But I mean, it's fun and what is it called? Fuck, when's it's super obvious. Predictable. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fun, but predictable, but fun.
Yes. I enjoy it.
Because like I just said, you know that those dinosaurs are about to escape.
Seriously. It wouldn't be a book if they... That'd be a pretty boring book.
Yeah, or a movie.
Right, exactly.
It's kind of like the ride at Universal. It starts out and it's like... It's basically fucking Jurassic Park, but animatronics, where it starts out and it's all nice and peaceful. And it's like, oh, look, there's the Brachiosaurus. And oh, look, there's the Dilophosaurus or whatever. And then... And then you see that a freaking dinosaur escaped. Like they have a fence that's all broken down. And then you start climbing up.
Oh my gosh.
So like you're like on this nice little raft ride. And then you start going up the second shit hits the fan.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's awesome though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why did we pick it?
So originally, my friend Ty was going to be on this episode with us, but his job is one that makes it very hard for him to be able to be like, yes, I'm going to record with you guys at this time. I can do it. So I kept pushing it back and back to try and get him on because he is a massive, massive fan of Jurassic Park. If you go and look at our social media post for the book cover, that is his collection. Like that is how obsessed this guy is with this movie. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to get him on it, but he's got a very important job where it just didn't work out. And so unfortunately we still did it without him.
Yes. But we're going to try and get him on like a mini show where we can talk all things Jurassic Park, hopefully at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at some point. 'Cause I think he would be really fun. He would have a very heated opinion on the adaptations for sure. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm very interested to hear one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if it's heated, but I know he like, he loves Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
So okay. It would basically be like me talking about Twilight.
Oh, got it. That'd be another 3-hour episode.
Mm-hmm. 3-hour minisode coming your way.
Oh my goodness. Well, that'll be fun one day. Stay tuned for at some point. Do we know when? No, but we know it will happen at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I have some super fun facts. So we have number one, interest in paleontology. Paleontology. Why does it look like there it's spelled wrong? But it's not, right?
No, it's not. It's not. It's
okay. I knew the word, but I sat there to sound it out. I'm like, why am I trying to sound it out? It looks like it's spelled wrong.
I think interest it's because you're used to seeing like a paleontologist.
That's not probably what
paleontology.
It is. Yeah.
So probably. Then your brain's just like, what the fuck?
It's like a meme of it. Like, what is happening?
Not working.
Okay. Interest in paleontology waned during the atomic age and space race. But according to Dr. Nate Smith of the Natural History Museum and Museum's Dinosaur Institute, Jurassic Park coming out generated a bunch of interest among young people that wanted to become paleontologists and get out into the field. As a result, numerous new dinosaur species have been discovered since then at roughly the rate of 50 new dinosaurs per year, or about one a week.
Damn.
That's really crazy. Cool. Yeah. But could you imagine life today without like Jurassic Park? Like these kids these days, they would have Land Before Time, but that's really about it. My mom said that she remembers when the movie first came out, McDonald's was doing, you know, toys for it. Mm-hmm. So everybody thought it was a kids movie. And so they would bring their kids to it and their kids would be freaking sobbing.
Oh, yeah.
And McDonald's had to pull all the Jurassic Park toys. Anyway, okay. Yep. Steven Spielberg was in the very early stages of pre-production for the movie ER, also based on Michael Crichton. Is that how you say it?
Crichton's
novel. When he heard about Jurassic Park book, he subsequently dumped what he was doing to make this movie. Afterwards, returned to ER and helped develop it into the hit TV show ER. I didn't know that was based off a book.
I actually didn't either.
ER with George Clooney,
what?
Right?
What? Hold on. It's saying for the movie ER. There's a movie?
But then they dumped the movie and turned it into the TV show.
Oh, my bad. I missed that part. Oh, weird. Oh, why would you find that out, Allie, to add it to our...
How many seasons of ER?
Far too many. At least it's not 15 seasons. Grey's Anatomy. Oh, my God.
It is like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, geez, never mind.
Not quite, but I'm sure the whole book isn't related to it. Probably just first season. I don't know. Oh, well, don't add it to our list. Oh, my gosh, that's too much. Number three, the T-Rex occasionally malfunctioned due to the rain. Producers Kathleen Kennedy recalls the T-Rex went into the heebie-jeebies sometimes and scared the crap out of us. We would be, like, eating lunch, and all of a sudden the T-Rex would come alive. At first, we didn't know what was happening. Then we realized it was the rain. You'd hear people start screaming. That would be so scary.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Okay. Universal Pictures paid Michael Crichton?
Crichton, there you
go. Okay. $2 million for the rights for his novel before it was even published. So they just knew he was writing a Jurassic Park, a dinosaur book, and they were like, here's $2 million. We want it.
Holy shit.
And $2 million in... Okay. $2 million in 1990 versus now. That's almost $5 million now.
Holy shit.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, $5 million. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
And lastly, all of the cast were given a Raptor model signed by director Steven Spielberg as a gift. It looked very frightening, and Ariana Richards has it in her house to shock anyone coming in, like a guard at the gate. So I'm assuming it's a life-size one.
Probably.
Jeff Goldblum's model has prime spot in his house, and it is his a cherished object. Laura Dern put her Raptor model in her son's room near his crib. When he was older and saw it, he screamed like never before. She had to put it in storage, but hopes one day the two will be friends. It must be a big one.
It's gotta be. Oh my god. That's amazing, actually.
Right? How cool is that? Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Very first chapter. Like Brie and I talked about this. We thought it was a great moment because it was details about how InGen was created, and it was like the most confusing, not entertaining chapter I've ever read.
Yeah.
It was just that chapter. Then we got to story.
I was glad. I was like, I don't think I'm going to like this science shit.
Right.
Like, here's the thing. It's science shit about fucking cloning dinosaurs and bringing them back to life. Like, I can handle some science shit if it makes sense and if it's like, you know, actually happening today, because then I can be like, oh yeah, that happens. But how they were talking, I was like, okay, but this isn't happening.
It was hard to even imagine because it's not real, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. Then we move to the story. Okay, so there's this doctor named Bobby, and she works in a small town in Costa Rica. And someone came running in and asking for a doctor. It's this boy, and he looked like, or they brought in this boy, and he looked like he had been badly bitten. The people were claiming that it was a work-related injury, but she wasn't convinced. She took pictures of the injury, and eventually the boy that was dying, or this boy died, but his last word was raptor. And everyone ended up leaving all sad. You know, he died and they brought his body. And then she noticed her camera was gone. So at some point they grabbed her camera. She's trying to figure out what raptor meant. She's looking in the Spanish dictionary, and she spoke to coworkers, and her coworker hushed her for saying that because it's an evil thing that comes and take newborns after they're born. Like the superstition in Costa Rica. And it's also in the English dictionary though. And it's bird of prey. Like, that's wild to me reading that. And like, that's how not popular dinosaurs were. That raptor
wasn't known
as, like, you say raptor today and friggin' 2-year-olds know what the heck you're talking about.
For sure. For sure. And we call freaking, because what, chickens and emus and like those birds are also technically raptors.
Right.
So we call them that. So when they were sitting there confused about what a raptor was, I was like, why aren't you guys just assuming it's a fucking chicken right now? Like,
right. Because back then, maybe it wasn't. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this part does not happen in Jurassic Park.
No, instead what they did was they did like the whole beginning scene where they have the raptors and the raptor like grabs someone.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's shooter. I say that to my kids all the time now. They're so annoyed. And yeah, so we don't have the doctor part, but we have the kid getting bit by a raptor.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got this guy named Mike Bowman. His wife and daughter went to Costa Rica for a vacation. And it turns out, really, his wife just wanted a cheap plastic surgery. So, okay, cool. They were out exploring, and their daughter, Tina, she ran off and found a cute little lizard, and it crawled up her arm, but then it attacked her, and Tina was in the hospital, but she's doing much better. Doctor came in and identified the creature based on what she said and a drawing she made. And she's like, that's a basilisk lizard, but your drawing's a little wrong because they have 5 toes and their neck is shorter. And the parents and her are like, no, she knows it has 3 toes. She remembered, and she knows its neck is long. And the doctor's like, okay, whatever you say.
Yeah, that does not happen in the movie either.
No, that does not happen in this movie. That sort of the girl getting attacked by the lizards happens at the start of, I believe it's the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I feel like this happens, but I haven't seen the second or third one in so long that I was right. not about to say.
That's okay. I got you, because marathon. There's actually bits and pieces of this that happen in a bunch of them, and like one bit happens in the newest one, and that was actually kind of cool.
What bit?
Yes, let's see if you catch it, since okay. you just watched that one.
Yeah, I did.
We'll see. All right. So the doctor ended up doing some research because things weren't just adding up. And he hadn't heard of anyone getting bit by a basilisk lizard before, and especially no hospitalizations by any lizard bites. They took DNA samples from the saliva and was trying to figure it out and where to send them. And then there are these other instances where lizards kill babies, but like there's this one where a newborn baby died, but the nurse labeled it as SIDS so she wouldn't get in trouble for leaving the baby alone. And then one day one of the doctor's employees comes in and is like, oh, who drew the dinosaur? And he's like, what are you talking about? And she points to the picture and he's like, that's not a dinosaur. And she's like, sure looks like one, you should take it to the history museum. And he's like, I don't want to look stupid, I'm not going to do that. Like, okay.
This does not happen in Jurassic Park that we watched.
No, it doesn't happen in any of them at all.
Okay, I didn't think so, but
yeah,
again, I didn't watch them, so I didn't want to sound like an idiot.
No, you're fine. You could just say it didn't happen, and I will just let you know if it did in a different one. Because okay. your job Sounds is good. This movie. So
perfect. Thank okay. you.
All right. Alan Grant and Ellie Sattler are working on a dig. A guy comes and starts questioning them about John Hammond and everything related to Ingen. And Grant's like, I'm a consultant of many things. I, you know, give information, like what baby dinosaurs eat. He was told that it's because they're opening a museum, so they're trying to get all this information. And Hammond pays for the digs in the north only, so no warm area digs. And they're trying to figure out why. They're also questioning why Hammond is building or buying so much amber and what that has to do with dinosaurs. And Grant's just like, I don't know. Can you just like leave me alone? Grant also let them know that when they find dinosaur bones that are broken, they send them to a company and it tests for their DNA, which is kind of cool. I wonder if that's real.
I bet you it is.
Probably.
I don't know, but maybe. So Alan and Ellie are working on a dig. And then John Hammond is the one who comes and is like, hey, guys, mm-hmm. I'm taking you somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no random dude.
Mm-hmm. But the rest of that does happen.
So we have Ellie and Alan, and they hear about this lizard that attacked a girl, and they recognize it at once as a dinosaur. And they're trying to puzzle, like, oh, my gosh, has a dinosaur been rediscovered? Not like brought back, but like, has it just been hiding and no one's known about it? And it's been rediscovered, but they can't figure it out. Then Hammond calls and insisted they come out to his island, but Alan's like, no, we just made this discovery, we got to figure it out. And John's like a little awkward and is like, have people been coming and asking questions about me? And then he offered to pay them $60,000, which would cover their next two digs.
Hammond does offer to basically cover a shit ton of their digs.
I know, I can't remember if it's two or three. I feel like that was different, but I couldn't remember. Guess it doesn't matter. That's one of those small details.
I don't think it was specific digs. I think he said for the next like 3 years.
Oh yeah, like maybe that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then we have Gennaro, who's the lawyer guy, and his boss are talking about suspicious behavior about John Hammond and Ingen. So Gennaro's preparing to go out to the island, and his boss said, if anything looks suspicious, shut the whole thing down.
The lawyer dude never talks to his boss about anything.
No, he's just on the plane and he tells Hammond, if it's suspicious, we're going to shut you down.
Yep.
Alan and Ellie got a gift from John Hammond saying, hopefully this will help prepare you. And they're blueprints for his resort. And they're trying to figure out why there were massive open gaps and why there were electric fences. And people in their dig had found a baby velociraptor fossil. So they go out and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. Okay, but let's close this. Let's like put tarps and everything over everything, so nothing gets ruined while we're gone.
Basically, once John Hammond says that he's going to pay for their dig, they up and go. Next scene, they're at Jurassic Park.
Yep. So Hammond's on the helicopter with one of the Gennaros, with Gennaro, and Hammond said that originally they wanted 12 animals, but now they have over 200. And he did admit to 3 deaths, though, which, you know, lawyer was not too excited about.
Lawyer's sitting there like, yes.
Exactly. So Dodson was meeting with his crew. Okay, first off, mind blown. So Dodson, which he's only in this, you know, one scene in the movie with where he's like, don't say my name. And then Newman goes, Dodson, I have Dodson here. See, nobody cares. He's the same guy, supposedly, different actor, though, as that's in the, like, one of the last ones that the one with everybody, the new crew and the old crew all together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the one who does the bugs to ruin everything.
Oh.
That's him. So that's this guy.
Oh, funny.
I know. My mind was blown. Anyways, so in the book, Dodson was meeting with his crew. He let them know that Injun has come up with ways to make dinosaurs already, but he has someone on the inside who can get them live embryos so they can jumpstart their research. Dodson then meets with Newman. I did put Newman. What is his name? Hang on. I wrote it right the rest of the time, but doing my verbal notes, I couldn't remember his name. What the heck is his name? Nedry. Okay. So he met with... That's so funny. Okay, he met with Nedry, and they chat about money and the plan and everything, and they get going.
So this pretty much does happen exactly how Allie just explained it did.
Yeah, the plan part does. I don't think he really talks with his crew much.
But
meeting with him and discussing the plan and everything. Yeah, that happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. So Ian Malcolm joins the crew and they're on the way to the resort and he's chatting with them. And it's clear that Hammond is not a fan of him. Malcolm's also saying things about how and why this island is going to fail no matter what. And when they get off the helicopter, they were greeted with the brachiosauruses right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this took way too long in the movie, I felt, for them all to realize that the brachiosauruses were there. Like, they weren't even hidden in the movie.
And I know. They're like in the middle driving. Like, these things are massive. And they're like...
Ellie is ignoring it and acting like she doesn't know what's going on. And Alan has to show her. I was watching this and I was like, the fuck? If you are so into the Jurassic era, you would be fucking aware of the freaking brachiosaurus is right there.
They had to have their... welcome to Jurassic Park moment. So they were escorted to their lodge and they found that plants that weren't around anymore, so all like Jurassic plants, and they noticed large fencing and bars which were not on the blueprints, and they realized they just want to know how this is even possible. They're getting ready to explore the island, and then comes down another helicopter with Hammond's grandkids. Timmy is the oldest. He's about 11, and Lex is about 7 or 8. And Gennaro is pissed that Hammond would involve kids before deeming the island safe.
Basically, once the lawyer gets there, the lawyer's like, oh, I'm on board with this. This could make us a shit ton of money.
Yes.
And then the grandkids do come. No one's really upset about the grandkids being there. And also, they are never shown to their lodging because... I don't think it's really expected. Like, they're expected to stay, but I don't think they're staying at Jurassic Park.
Yeah. And then the only other main thing is that Lex in the movie is older and Timmy is the younger brother. But so Tim is super into dinosaurs and computers, and Lex likes baseball. And they went and explored behind the scenes, and Tim was getting real bored because he's just a lot of science talk and he just wants to see the dinosaurs. And Dr. Grant was interested in learning, and Dr. Wu explained in very detail about everything. And they went to this nursing room, and there was a baby raptor, and the raptor was playing, and he ran up to Tim, and And Alan is, really does like kids. And he's like, because they're so fascinated with dinosaurs and he loves that. And Alan asked if he could hold the raptor and he flipped him over upside down and is examining him. And the raptor did not like that. And they were told they make about 50 compies, which are there to clean up the island, compsognathuses. And Wu gave explicit details about how the lizard on the mainland was not one of theirs because they would die if they left this island. And they're given a pill every few hours, and they don't get this pill, they die. And the shipping container that brought stuff to the island came here, but they were there was rough seas, so he had to stop talking to them and go deal with that. And so they decided to go check out the raptor enclosure while they waited, and they were watching the raptors, and they tried to attack them through the cage.
The grandkids do not come before they see the baby raptors. Alan and Ellie and Ian go and witness a baby raptor breaking out of its egg.
Yeah, we just don't. Yeah, we don't get any detail about like how they take pills or like they would die if they left the island.
They're literally just focusing on, look, we have dinosaurs.
Yeah. And then
that's what this is. And it's also, this is when Ian talks to them and is like, you guys are basically trying to play God right now, and that never works.
Right. Exactly. And then, yeah. And then Alan never likes kids in the movie. Like he makes that known. And here he says he likes them. And I was like, oh, but I mean, it wouldn't be as fun of a movie if he liked kids already.
Exactly. Because he's supposed to get that relationship after he takes care of the two.
Exactly.
And then he's like, oh, Ellie, I could have kids with you.
Exactly. All right. So Wu is having a chat with Hammond, and he's like, I really think we should make some changes to these dinosaurs because they're real, but they're not what people expect. And Hammond's like, no, people want real dinosaurs, not made up ones. And when he was brought on, when Wu was originally brought on, we kind of got a little bit backstory. He was promised he'd have all the power, and he feels like he does not have power anymore.
Wu is really just a side character in the movie. Like, yeah. We see him once and then.
Yeah, pretty much. He is not in this movie a whole lot.
Yeah.
So Malcolm is talking to Arnold. He's one of the control people in the lab. Or not lab, but in the control room. And he's trying to figure out all the details on how they ensure that none of the dinosaurs can get out. And Arnold's pretty irritated because Malcolm's questioning everything. Like, he doesn't believe him, but he's explaining everything. Which I don't think happens. Does Arnold even
sorry I was
meet?
Petting I was petting Loki. What's up?
Oh, no worries. Does Arnold even meet everyone? Samuel L. Jackson, does he meet everybody?
Oh, no he doesn't. Okay. He's only in the control room with the people who are in the control room.
That's what I thought. I was like, no. Okay. All right, so now they're on the tour and they're looking around. They're seeing little random dinosaurs here and there, and Lex doesn't care about them, but Tim is fascinated.
Yeah, this doesn't happen. Basically, they get shown those babies, then the grandkids come and they're like, here, get in the Jeeps. Yeah. Self-driving Jeeps. Go see the dinosaurs out there.
And there's no dinosaurs to see.
Yeah, that's the best part. I was like, God damn. I would be bored and like, I'm not back in this shit.
Right.
You told me it would be dinosaurs.
Exactly. Like Malcolm says, there are supposed to be dinosaurs on this dinosaur tour, aren't there? I've seen this movie too much. Okay, so Arnold is sharing his worries because a lot of these things are not ready for the park to open. But Hammond is annoyed and saying stuff like, don't worry about it, it's fine, blah, 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 blah. So we're getting foreshadowing right here, which I don't think is in the movie.
No, they didn't really foreshadow anything.
So their tour continued and they saw things like the Dilophosaurus and the Triceratops. And Lex is pretty annoyed because they were barely moving. But Tim was fascinated. The computer tour guide also made mention of restaurants and things that were not yet made. But Regis, a journalist who came along as well, said that they would be started in November. That's something that, like, not until this book, like, I should know because Jurassic World, they had the, you know, rides and the all the amusement park stuff, but you know, Jurassic Park didn't, because obviously it wasn't open yet. And so I forgot. I was like, oh yeah, they were probably gonna make restaurants and all this sort of stuff. But
yeah,
anyways, so they got to the T-Rex paddock and they're looking around, but they don't see anything except the goat. And eventually Mama Rex came And baby Rex stayed hidden and mama eats the goat.
The goat never gets eaten.
Not right here. It sure does later, but not right here. Mm-hmm. And there's only one T-Rex.
Oh, yeah.
In the book, there's two.
Oh, yep. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then Regis is also not a character. He's kind of murfed, smushed in with Gennaro. They make them one character. But other than that, yep. From the control room, Muldoon, who's the raptor safari guy, he's watching them. He used to be a game warden in Kenya and do safari tours. He's very nervous about doing work with dinosaurs because people didn't know a lot about dinosaurs. But he said, all right, let's do it. And they had no idea, for example, the Dilophosaurus spat at them until one of their employees was almost blinded. Fun fact, I did some research and Dilophosauruses don't spit.
Actually, I knew that because of Ty.
Oh, my gosh. I was like,
yeah,
that was mind blowing. Dang it. Anyways, he absolutely despises raptors and he thought that they should all be destroyed because they're so dangerous. But and they're super smart, so they can get out of their paddocks. So this is bad news. But, you know, he's not the boss.
Yeah, basically that happens.
Yeah. So we Maldoon's watching and yeah, we just don't, again, get all the details.
Yeah, exactly. It's very quick, too. Like, yeah. The book made it much, much longer than it is in the movie.
Yes.
Because the movie is quick and is like, let's get to the part where the dinosaurs are hunting the people.
Exactly. All right, so the tour continues and Timmy flipped out. He said, we got to go back. He saw a velociraptor in the field and got really excited. The guys working are like, no, that's impossible. They don't roam. And he ended up getting out because, or eventually all of them ended up getting out because they found the sixth Stegosaurus. And Ellie was super into it and tried to help figure out what was wrong. And she ended up doing just that. And while they were out there, they found eggs and they were determined as velociraptor eggs. And they were like cracked open. I think they were, I don't know. Back in control, Hammond was outraged and said, this can't be. Wu let him know that all the dinosaurs were female, so no one could reproduce. Like, how is this possible? And Grant discovered that they spliced amphibian DNA. And he said something like, oh, that's it. But he never told them what it was. So it drives them crazy for the whole book. But you'd think these scientists would know, but whatever. Malcolm was talking about his theory called chaos theory, which I absolutely loved because that's what the new little cartoon is called on the Netflix. And they went back to their cars and Gennaro stayed back with Ellie to take care of the Stegosaurus. And Lex, Timmy, and Regis are now in the car in front and Malcolm and Grant are in the car behind.
Well, the dinosaur that Ellie helps take care of is a Triceratops.
Yes.
Not a Stegosaurus. And shoot, there's another thing that I don't remember them finding velociraptor eggs. Does that happen? I vaguely feel like I remember seeing it. I think it happens in a different movie, though.
Think it does. Yeah, I don't think they find them here.
Yeah, not in the first movie. Mm-mm. I feel like I remember seeing it at some point. I don't even know. But
awesome. Oh, they do find velociraptor eggs. But this is like in the third movie. This is like a different island. This is when yeah, dinosaurs roam free and everything like that. But yeah. That's when they find them because that's why they get tracked down by these velociraptors. But anyways, different movie.
Yep, different movie, not this one.
So Lex noticed that there's some type of animal on the ship that was leaving the island. And Alan used binoculars and they were velociraptors. They're getting on these ships. So they try to call back control and let them know, stop the ships. But their phones aren't working anymore. And back in control, Hammond is... and Arnold are trying to figure out what the heck's going on. And Nedry decided, you know what? I'm going to go get a soda. Do you guys want anything? And then he left. And really what he went and did is he's, you know, completely screwed up the whole network so that he could go steal the embryo eggs. And back in the control room, they realized that Nedry turned off the security system, which meant not only all the doors were open, but all the electric fences are turned off. And Muldoon went outside to collect the people, and he realized that one of the jeeps were gone, which means Nedry took off somewhere.
Muldoon never went outside to collect the people. They all just realized that
they're screwed.
yeah. Basically, yeah. That dude. So he does turn everything off, but then Muldoon just kind of sits there and is like, we're screwed.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him to be like, this motherfucker.
Exactly.
Did not cuss once. Yep.
And then there was no ship. But, like, this ship is a big issue in the whole book. Like, they have to tell the ship that there are velociraptors on it, but that's not in the movie.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. So they're stuck right outside the T-Rex paddock and they're watching the T-Rex and it touches the electric fence and they're like, that's not good. And this freaked Regis out and he booked it out of there and Lex is freaking out and Timmy has these night vision goggles on and he's communicating with the Jeep behind them by like walkie talkie, I think, or something. And the T-Rex starts beating up this car. She picks up the car. Lex falls out of the car. She then throws the car down the side of the paddock. Malcolm and Grant start watching as this T-Rex bends over and is like eating something. So book makes us think that Lex just died. And they're trying to figure out what to do. And Ian runs out to distract her, the T-Rex, and gets tossed into the air. And Grant discovers that if he doesn't move, the T-Rex doesn't see him. So the T-Rex is all angry and smashes their car and it hits Alan and he falls hard to the ground.
Oh, yeah. The T-Rex does come after them, huh?
Uh-huh. This is like the most iconic scene in the whole movie where it beats up the car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This does happen.
Yeah. I would say the thing that doesn't.
For some reason, I didn't think it was a T-Rex just now. I don't know why.
In the book or in the movie?
In the movie.
Oh, what the heck?
I'm thoroughly confused. I don't know. I was like, that's what just took me a second. I was like, hold on, what? What other fucking dinosaur is going after it? Okay.
Oh, anyways, gosh. What were you saying? I was going to say, I'm like going back through the notes and thinking. I think so. Yes. He kind of pushes the car off. Yeah, Lex doesn't fall out of the car. Does she crawl out or it gets smashed or something and somehow she gets out of the car. And at no point do we think the freaking T-Rex eats her. Man, I heard that part and my mouth dropped. I was like, because I'm trying to get my kids to listen to it, right? Because they were loving the movies and they did not want to listen to the book. I was like, you guys, I think Lex just died. And Riley's like, what? Now I really don't want to listen to it. Oh my gosh. All right, so Nedry, we're up with him now. He's out and about and he gets lost. He almost crashes the car. He gets near this river and he's like, okay, if I follow the river, it'll go to where I want to go. He gets back in the car and then the dinosaur is in there, the Dilophosaurus, and he gets burned by this acid and then he's blinded. And then the dinosaur attacks him and he feels himself holding his intestines and then it chomps on his head. Yeah.
This happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just don't see it. It's all in the car, just the car.
Yeah.
Dark and shaky.
Yeah. You assume what happens.
Yes. Man, when it said he felt his intestines, I was like, oh my gosh, are we reading a Stephen King book? What the heck is happening? I thought my joke was funny. All right. Okay, so we got Hammond and Wu are talking about the park and about how much money it's going to make Hammond. And he's like, I'm so excited. It's going to make me so much money. I'm going to charge $5,000 a ticket. And it's going to be a status statement if you can come to my park. And I'm like, what the heck? I didn't get that from movie Hammond at all.
No, not at all.
I thought he would be like dirt cheap tickets, like wants everyone to see this like type of thing.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does, yeah. For sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. He says that like right at the start.
Ellie and Gennaro decide they need to get back to camp. So they went back and they saw a bunch of compies and they were really confused. Like, where were all they? And they decided to follow them. Like, where are they going? I think once they go back to camp very quickly after they helped the Triceratops, right? I don't really remember her being out and about very long.
No, she wasn't.
And Gennaro's not with her. He's the one who ditched the kids. He's the one who dies in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Tim wakes up and he's in the car and it's hanging from a tree. He gets sick because he hit his head really bad and he freaking almost got eaten by a dinosaur. And he ends up getting out of the car right as it starts falling down the tree. At the bottom, he runs into the stegosaurus that was sick and he climbs up. Oh, he climbs back up the wall, but there's no one there. And he starts calling for Lex. And he's trying to figure out he's all alone.
Is that in this one?
So he, in this one, Grant goes down to save him and helps him get out of the car. And then the car starts falling down the tree. And then,
Oh, yeah.
And then, but right away,
Grant's always there.
Yeah. Lex and him are all together.
The kids are never on their own in the movie, except for in the kitchen.
So Arnold gave everybody walkie talkies to use, and Wu went and did research on DNA. And he discovered that frog DNA was used in the velociraptors and other dinosaurs. And he was still confused what that had to do with reproducing by themselves, though.
That you were a scientist. That was not in the movie.
No, because Grant told them right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Tim found Lex hiding in a pipe and he went and got her out and they went and looked for an adult. No, they were all together already.
Yep.
Regis was covered in leeches from when he fell down the hill when he was running away from the T-Rex. He went and took them all off as he heard Lex, and he's like, okay, I gotta go back to them. I gotta go try and help. But then he stopped hearing Lex. He's like, okay, maybe the T-Rex got her. I'm not gonna go back that way. So he decided to go walk and go back to camp because he's a sucky person.
And that doesn't happen in the movie.
No, instead, Regis, a.k.a. Gennaro, ran to the bathroom and hid. Grant found the kids, and then they saw Regis, but they hid because, like, the baby T-Rex is over there. And he also found Regis, and it kept knocking him over and playing with his food. And eventually the T-Rex ate him. And Tim had dropped his night vision goggles, and the T-Rex looked up the hill and saw them.
Well, Grant has been with the kids this whole time.
Yep.
But the T-Rex does end up playing with his food sometimes throughout this movie.
Yes. This time he eats it on the toilet.
Yeah.
And I don't think it ever sees the kids, though, because this was happening right when it all happened.
How many times can I get you to say that he ate him on the toilet?
Okay. The reason being, this was what got my kids to ever want to watch Jurassic Park first, was because we would watch, it would be a commercial or something, and it'd be like a Jurassic Park marathon weekend or something like that on, you know, whatever, ABC, sci-fi, mm-hmm. or whatever. And that would be one of the scenes they show, is like the guy get eaten off the toilet. And my kids freaking bust up laughing. I think they're going to be terrified. And they think it's hilarious because this is when they're like, Riley's like three or whatever. And she just, that's what got her to watch it for the first time. Because this guy got eaten on the toilet. I'm like, you guys are weird.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
Oh my gosh. Anyways. All right. So. Okay, there we go. Arnold got through to Ellie saying they need the Jeep. Please hurry back. So Muldoon and Gennaro went out looking for everybody once they got back. And they found Regis's leg and brought it home. And they found the kids' footprints and adult prints, which means they got away from the dinosaur, so they're alive. They also found Malcolm, like, laying there near death. And they tourniqueted his leg. Oh, Malcolm had tourniqueted his leg, so he was trying to save himself. And they brought him back to the car to take him back to base.
So Malcolm does need to get his leg tourniquet, but he's not as bad as in the book.
No, yeah, he's near death in the book. He's just like, ouch, my leg in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he could have walked on his injury, but probably. Whatever. And then I don't remember them finding Regis's leg.
Well, no, they didn't they didn't. Because he got eaten whole.
Died in on the toilet.
Yes. All right. All right, so Wu and Arnold are looking at Nedry's computer, and they discover that he was messing with the security system. Wu went and checked the embryos and found that some were gone. Muldoon updated Ellie and said that she needs to take care of Malcolm.
Well, Wu isn't there.
No, not really.
Wu essentially is just there to be like, we've cloned dinosaurs, and then he's not there.
Yeah.
And then Ellie does end up helping take care of Malcolm, but she's also like, I'm a badass bitch and I can go do other shit too.
Yes. I was about to say that if you didn't. So thank you. Because this whole book, literally, she's just in his room playing 1950s woman taking care of the man. I'm like, come on. She goes and fights dinos.
There's even a part where like Hammond tries to go instead of her and she's like, excuse you, I'm way more capable than you are.
Right.
And, like, leaves.
Yes. All right. So now we got Lex, Timmy, and Alan are going around Jurassic Park trying to find a safe place. And Lex asked Grant to carry her because she's tired and then she fell asleep. That's one thing I hated about this book was how the author wrote Lex. Like, at the beginning said she was 7 or 8. Okay, that's Riley. But he wrote her like she was 2 because she was so whiny and so like, I want food, I'm hungry, like a toddler. And I'm like, but you said she's 8. Like, what is happening right now?
Maybe she's just that big of a bitch.
Maybe. It was so annoying. Anyways, so she's like, I'm tired, Dr. Grant. Can you carry me? And I'm like, shut up. And so, but he carried her and she fell asleep. And Timmy and Grant are talking about how his parents are getting divorced. And he asked Grant if he had ever been married. And he's like, no, not any, or if he was married. And he said, not anymore. His wife died. And then he shared that Ellie was getting married next year. And this shocked Timmy because he thought Dr. Grant and Ellie were a couple. And they kept moving and finally climbed the tree. And Timmy was terrified of heights, but they did it and he slept there.
Well, Ellie and Grant are definitely an item in the movie.
I think I don't know if they are. Because she's getting married.
In the movie?
Yes. That's one of the things because it's like, he's like, I can't believe there was like this scene with, when at the very beginning, when one of the kids, there's this kid that makes fun of velociraptors or whatever. And he like threatens him with a velociraptor tooth or claw or whatever.
Yeah.
And as they're coming back, he's like, I can't believe you want one of those. And like, she's talking about how, yeah, eventually her and her fiance are going to have kids one day. And then she does get married. But then in the, what would it be, 6th movie, she says that they got divorced. And that's when her and Grant become an item.
Wow. I've always thought they were together.
Really?
I've always. Yeah. Yeah. I thought him saying that to her was him being like, I don't want kids. And her saying, I thought she was making a joke, being like, well, me and whoever I end up with, we're going to have some kids.
Oh, nope. Because then in the second third movie, he visits her and she has her little kid and he says hi to her husband. And it's all at her house and everything.
Funny.
Nope. Yep.
No, I don't remember that.
All right. So we're back in control and the electric fence's power is working. So it's back on. And they went and checked on Malcolm and he is starting to share what happened to them. Hammond and Muldoon went out to round up the loose dinosaurs. And Hammond was very nervous that Muldoon was going to injure his dinosaurs. Like, who cares if people are dying? Like, don't hurt my dinos. And they get back to camp and Hammond said, it's time to go get that T-Rex. And Muldoon said, no, not until tomorrow morning, because plus you didn't get me a gun on this island that can take it down. And so Hammond he got one gun, but Nedry took it. So there's no other gun that can take it down. So they have to come up with a plan.
They're not trying to get loose dinosaurs at this point. They're just trying to get everyone off the island in the movie.
Which, yeah, they probably should be doing in the book too.
They should be, but it shows where Hammond's priorities are in the book versus the movie.
Yep. So Grant was woken up by Lex feeding a baby triceratops and she was liking it. But then the mama came back and took the little baby away. And a little while later, Lex smelled something awful and turned and it was the T-Rex. And the T-Rex was after a Parasaurolophus.
There is no Lex feeding a baby Cyteroshops.
That's what I was about to say.
Triceratops.
Nope. And then I don't think the T-Rex has eaten other. I don't think this whole thing happened. Yeah. Nope.
Which one is it where the T-Rex smells gross and they like turn and it's right there? Is that like the second one or the third one? Or is that one of the ones with Chris Pratt?
I know what you're talking about. Like, they turn his mouth is like right there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I thought it was for this part, but I don't remember it being in this movie.
I don't know. But yeah, I do remember it too. So maybe it is in one of the others. So that would be this. I guess she did end up feeding like one of the brachiosauruses Grant had her feed because she was scared. Remember, oh, yeah. Like in the movie?
Yeah.
And then it sneezed all over her. That was so gross. All right, so we're back in control and they cannot figure out how to turn on the phones. And Gennaro comes in and says that everything is shut down and restarted. Why don't you just restart everything? And Malcolm's going to die if he doesn't get a doctor. So we got to figure this out. So that's what Arnold did. And once the systems came back on, they saw the Parasaurolophus get eaten. So now they have cameras again. And Muldoon goes out to get the T-Rex.
Yeah, none of that happens.
Nope. Alan sees another Parasaurolophus, and it's acting the same way the T-Rex did when it didn't see him unless he moved. So he's, like, learning things about dinosaurs while he's here. And they're trying to figure out how to get home. Tim said that there was a raft back there, and they went back. They didn't find a raft.
This is the part from the newest one.
This is the part. Good job.
Yeah. So, no, when we read it, I'm pretty positive I read it right after we had seen the newest one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, the fuck, they're doing a callback to the book?
Yes, they are. Yep. So he said there's a raft back there. They went back. There's no raft. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed. They're like, what the heck? But then finally they do find a raft. He's like, oh, good. I wasn't dumb. And they start rowing. And then here comes a T-Rex. And the T-Rex is sleeping, but Lex had a coughing spell and it woke it up. And T-Rexes swim, apparently, and it followed them underwater. And then they hear another roar and it's the baby T-Rex eating the Parasaurolophus. And so the mama goes to check the baby's okay. So no drama with the T-Rex in the river.
No, because that happens in the most recent one.
And there's lots of drama. That was the best scene of the whole movie.
Honestly, yeah. There needed to be more dinosaurs killing things that you saw.
Yes.
In my opinion.
My kids, oh my gosh. We have animal crackers, right? And they'll find a misshapen one. And they're like, Mom, it's the D-Rex. And that's what they do now. They just find random misshapen animals. And they're like, it's a D-Rex. I'm like, yeah, pretty much.
It is.
Yeah. All right, so Muldoon and Gennaro went out and they found Nedry dead, got eaten.
Yeah, they don't ever go out.
They don't ever find him, no. So they're still trying to figure out and control why they couldn't find Grant and the kids. And one of them suggested maybe they're in that 8% of the island that's not covered in Cameron's. Could you imagine Cameron all over the
I could actually.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh, that'll be so funny. Okay. So Arnold said he hopes not, because that 8% is the aviary and they've been having problems there. And sure enough, that's where they are. And this whole aviary part happens in the third movie.
So I was going to say, I don't remember this happening in the movie. Yep.
Nope. Grant was wondering why this wasn't part of the tour until they started getting attacked by these pterosaurs and pterodactyls. And they try to take off with Lex, but eventually they get away. So the kids aren't in the next movie, but they do take off with whatever the other boy's name is. In the third movie, I don't know. So this is where that one came into play, but not in the first one. So Ellie and Malcolm are talking about chaos theory, and Grant took the kids on the river again, and they came across the Dilophosauruses, and they're like trying to stay calm, but then they realize we can go right past them because there's no way past them because they're doing a mating ritual right now, and do not go near a boy doing his thing with his lady. And then the T-Rex came and interrupted it, which let them go on their way.
I don't remember that happening. No, at all.
It does not.
Okay, good. Yes. I was like, what? How did I miss a mating ritual?
Muldoon and Gennaro found the T-Rex and he shot it and it missed. And then he shot it again and he's like, I got it, but the needle might not be big enough because it was still going.
I don't remember them shooting the T-Rex.
Nope, because they're not trying to get the dinosaurs. Yep.
Yeah. So, they're just trying to get people off the fucking island.
Yes. Grant and the kids are riding down the river, and all of a sudden they get to a waterfall. They fall down and have to do CPR on Lex, but she wakes up, and then they find the building Grant wants to go in because he sees a car. So he goes in, the door's shut, and it's pitch black inside. A dinosaur comes out, and he shoots it, and it turns out it was a baby velociraptor. He takes the tranquilizer out, so it'll be fine, and, like, he takes it so it doesn't just lay there and dies. And he has to wait for the kids to open the door. The kids are arguing about what to do, and they see this T-Rex, and it shoves its face through the waterfall. This is the part I remember in some movie, and I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it this movie?
No.
So, okay, so they're standing still because they're terrified, right? And then the dinosaur starts licking Tim, and it uses its tongue to start bringing Tim to its mouth, but then all of a sudden it passes out. And it turns out the T-Rex did get shot earlier. It just took an hour to get knocked out, and they watched all this from control. And Grant got out of the garage thinking the kids opened the door, but they're like, we didn't do it. And it turns out the power's back on again.
Yeah, this part doesn't happen.
No. I think, so we decided the second movie for this waterfall. And then shooting the baby raptor is what happens in the fifth movie, and Owen carries little baby raptor around. But yeah.
Blue.
I thought it was fun seeing all the little, oh, that's from this movie, that's from that movie. Like, they all the movies go back to the original book to pick something out to pull and put it in their movies. I think they do a nod. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's smart.
Yep. I also heard, though, that even though, what's his name, the author wrote this one, he was fine with, he hated the second movie, and he did not watch it ever.
Oh, wow.
Or, like, again, or something like that. I don't know. So, well, I wonder.
Honestly, same dude.
It's not my favorite at all. So I wonder, because he only wrote those two books, the first and the second one, I think. I don't know. Maybe he wrote more, and I'm wrong. Sorry if I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Ty will tell you.
Yes. And so, but anyways, so the control guys realize, oh, shoot, we've only been on auxiliary power for the last 5 hours, which means that the gates are not secured and electrified. The power's on, but the electric thing is not strong enough to stop dinosaurs. So Muldoon realizes, oh, great, that means the velociraptors are out. So he went and checked, and sure enough, he had to shoot some of them, but some got away. And Arnold went to restart something, but it's pitch black in the room, and he needs to prop the door open, which lets a velociraptor get in and gets him.
This part doesn't happen. Basically, the velociraptor comes after the kids.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, Arnold gets
eaten.
Which is
this next part.
Yeah. At some point, Arnold gets eaten, because that's when, was it his arm that fell on Ellie? Or something, like she opens the closet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he gets eaten at some point. So we just don't see when. So Alan and the kids get to the cafeteria in the main lobby, and Ellie let them know they need to reset the power. And Alan's like, okay, you could stay here. I'm going to go do that. The other adults start using distractions to try and keep the velociraptors away from Grant while he's restarting the power. And the kids were left in this dark cafeteria. Timmy still has his night vision goggles from the very beginning. And he's looking around for food for Lex, because she's like, I'm hungry, feed me. And Lex says she hears something, and it's the raptors. So Timmy has a plan. But Lex can't see these raptors because they're in pitch black. So they have to work together, and they got it locked in the freezer. And I think that was pretty much it. I don't know if there was another one chasing them right then.
No,
there's two
in the movie. In the movie, Alan and the kids get to the cafeteria, but then Alan's like, I'm going to go see if I can find anyone else, because they've been away from everyone for so long. And so Ellie's not telling them we need to reset the power. Not just yet. Right. And so then the cafeteria still has lights, and there's like a smorgasbord of food for them to sit there and eat. And then the velociraptors come in. So then they run into the kitchen. And then there's a spooky scene that eventually ends with them locking the velociraptor in the freezer.
Yep. So Grant, Ellie, Wu, and Muldoon had changed tactics because some of the raptors are missing. So some were trying to claw the roof to get Malcolm, and then they were trying to eat Ellie, and she's like, wherever she is, she's like, I'm fine, though. And that's when the raptors get Wu, and they eat him alive.
Wu does not die in the movie.
No, he's in every single movie, I think.
He is.
The second one, I don't know, but he's in all the new ones, so.
And the raptors do end up chasing Ellie and Alan and the kids when they go to turn, because the kids are who turn back on the, like, security locks and stuff.
Right, yeah. Tim and Lex went into the command room. They found the walkie-talkies. Tim is walked through how to turn the power back on, but keeps giving him error message. Finally, Lex said, the raptors are coming. And the kids run away, and they ran into the nursery where the baby raptor was. Tim decided, here, I'll throw the baby raptor to them, and then they'll be like, oh, baby. But they ate it. Here. I was like, what the hell? And then the kids are like, okay. And they start running, and they run into Grant and Gennaro. And Grant had Gennaro take the kids to safety, and he faced the raptors by himself. He decided he was going to poison one of the raptors by stabbing him. And then
he was going to poison one of the raptors by stabbing him?
Like stabbing the raptor. Oh, no, he poisoned the egg, and he threw the egg at the raptor, yeah. And the raptor ate the egg. And then it was dying. And the other raptor came, and the dying raptor bit that one. So then it contaminated and made that one die. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, okay, Ellie, talk to me on the walkie-talkie. And she's like, what? And like, she would pause. He's like, talk to me, gosh. So because that distracted the other one. And that's when he stabbed that one. And then that one died. And he was about to die because it was like still attacking him. But then the kids came in and helped him, saved his life.
And that does not happen in the movie.
No, that would have been an awesome scene.
It would have been.
Like, what? Are we not? Did any raptors died? Didn't they? Why couldn't we see him die like this? No. That would have been no raptors died.
Yeah. No, they just always thwarted him.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so finally they get the power turned back on, and they try and get in contact with the boat, let them know, you can't dock, there's a dinosaur on you. And finally Timmy got in contact with them, but no one took him seriously. They're like, you're just a kid, get off. And Gennaro jumped on and starts threatening them, and they're like, okay, they're serious, there's a dinosaur on here.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in the movie.
No. Grant, Ellie, and Gennaro all went to find the raptor nest because they're like, we got to know how many dinosaurs are on this island so we make sure we kill all the dinosaurs. And like, why? Just blow up the island if you want to. Because that's their plan. Their plan is to blow up the island. Yeah. Like, why do you need to know how many? Whatever. So Lex and the...
See if any escaped.
Oh, gosh. Lex and the little baby raptor that Grant had saved are now bonding. And they went and followed this raptor to the nest. I think there's the bonding part. So that's how Owen... Mm-hmm.
That's blue. Uh-huh. That's blue for... Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I thought that for sure when I read it.
Yep. So they went and followed the raptor nest because they need to know how many there are so they can destroy them all. And they found this hole, and they knew it was in it. Or they knew that's where it was. But, you know, they're like... Gennaro's like, I'm not going in there. No, thank you.
So, and that does not happen.
Nope. So they call a helicopter for Malcolm, and it's on his way, but he is passed out. Hammond's like, oh my gosh, this is just too stressful. I need fresh air. He goes outside, and he hears a baby rat, the T-Rex, and he ran, and he fell and broke his ankle. And he's like down this hill, and he has to go up the hill, and he's like really trying, and it's hurting. And then he realizes it was the kids messing around on the surround sound, pushing the like dinosaur buttons, and they pushed the T-Rex button. So it was just the sound of a T-Rex. Because then he can hear them arguing in command, and he was pissed. He's like, why'd I even let them come?
That doesn't happen. Hammond is so happy to have his grandkids there.
I know, seriously.
He's such a nice guy in the movie.
I know. So Muldoon prodded Gennaro down the hole because he's like, you're going. This is your fault. You helped fund this thing. And he went down there and he saw two adults, or not, maybe he didn't help fund it, but he helped make it possible. So he went down, they found two adult raptors and 30 juveniles, and they're acting very weird. They like keep positioning themselves a certain way, and they just kind of stand there, and they're like trying to figure out what the heck's going on, and they're doing some nature thing that I don't even remember.
Some nature thing. I
know. They explained it. It was like some bird thing. I don't know.
This does not happen in the movie.
So Hammond's trying to climb back up the hill with his broken ankle when he was hearing chittering, and he knew they were compies. Compsognathus is coming towards him. Sure enough, they come and they bite him, and their bites are poisonous. But it's like a dreamy poisonous where you just kind of want to fall asleep. Like, it doesn't hurt. It's just like, ah, I'm really tired. I'm going to go sleep. And that's when you get eaten, and he died.
And Hammond is alive at the end of this movie.
He is. Makes an appearance in the next movie. Yes, yes. So the raptors eventually run out to the beach, and Alan said that they're trying to migrate because they saw a ship coming. So they're trying to get on the ship to migrate to a different place because they're not used to this like weather and all this sort of stuff. And he's fascinated and he's learning so much by watching them. And then a helicopter comes and takes them away, and they're trying to figure out who's in control. Like, they're like, who's the boss here? Who's the boss here? And everybody's like, not me, not me, not me. And this is when we find out that Hammond and Malcolm died.
Malcolm also does not die in the movie.
No, but I also find out he doesn't die in the book. That's just a psych because he comes back in the next book. But my mouth. So here's what happened. I told Brie this yesterday, but when my book ended, because it ends like in like 2 minutes. So I was kind of like, wait, what? But I kept listening. And then for some reason, I think it did an excerpt from the next book and it starts talking. Like, Malcolm's character is talking. I'm like, what the heck? I thought it just said he died. So I rewound it, and it does. It says he dies. So it is a psych you out moment, and I hated it.
yeah, that doesn't happen in the movie.
No, it does not. So last chapter, everyone is in lockdown because they're in Costa Rica, and they're like, this was almost a global catastrophe. These dinosaurs are possibly getting to America and like all these other countries. Like, what the heck? American embassy comes and like visits regular thing. Hey, you're going to be released soon, hopefully. But right now you're kind of stuck here because there were deaths and this was just bad news. And they're like, what? And that's how the book ends.
No, they just get off the island and they're super happy to be alive.
A little different.
Yeah, just a little bit,
just a bit. But anyway, so that's the movie, or the book and the movie, I guess. That's it.
That's it.
We did it.
Yeah, we did. Let's do some cast.
All right, so IMDb cast 33 people for this movie. That's it.
That's actually surprising.
I know.
Like, I thought it would be smaller.
Really?
Yeah, because it's dinosaurs on an island.
I guess so.
You know?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have Sam Neill as Grant. Alan Grant.
Poor Sam Neill. That's the only role he's ever known for.
I know. What did we just watch that he was in? I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
I can't even remember.
Was it the portable door? Was he in that one?
Oh, yes, he was.
Yeah,
he
and I was like, it's dinosaur guy.
Over, dude. Yep, you're right. You're right.
All right. So then we got Laura Dern as Ellie Sattler.
Oh, I love her as Ellie.
I do, too. I was like a couple years ago old when I found out she was the big sister in Honey, We Shrunk the Kids.
Whoa, I didn't even know that.
I know.
Wow.
Like, we were watching it, and my dad goes, that's the girl from Jurassic Park. I was like, no, it's not. And then I look at her again thinking that, and you're like, oh, my gosh, it is. And then I looked it up, and it was.
Damn, I got to go watch that movie.
Yeah, great movie. All right, we got Jeff Goldblum as Malcolm, Ian Malcolm.
Again, I love him in anything he's in, but he is always Ian Malcolm to me.
100%, I agree. Mm-hmm. We have Richard Attenborough as John Hammond.
Attenborough.
John Hammond.
He's so good, except for he's not at all what the book is supposed to be.
I know. That's okay. I liked him. I liked him. And then we got Bob Peck as Muldoon.
Yeah, he did good.
Yep. Martin Ferrero as Gennaro. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Ferrero Gennaro.
I was like, I just love that name.
I love that they rhyme.
Yeah, he did good.
Yep. B.D. Wong plays Wu in all seven movies.
Again, this dude is in so many movies, but I only know him as this guy.
I know, me too. He's one of those actors that, like, you know, those, have you seen those things? It's like list of actors that you know, but can't say their names. And like, yep. He's one of them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know you from Jurassic Park. And we have Ariana Richards as Lex.
She was good.
Yeah. And then Joseph.
Yeah, you did. That's what threw me off.
Sorry. I was scrolling down to see how many more we had and I didn't scroll far enough. Joseph Mazzello is Tim.
He did good too. Yeah,
they look so kid. Different.
They really do now that they're adults.
I know.
For sure. 100%.
Yep. Samuel L. Jackson is Arnold.
What's hilarious is this guy, one of the most famous dudes ever. I always forget he's in Jurassic Park until I'm watching
too.
It.
Me too.
And I'm like, what?
I do too. My kids, though, when I was like, you guys, because we're watching the Marvel movies right now. I was like, that's mm-hmm. Nick Fury. And they're like, what?
Allie. You're doing them an injustice. You need to be teaching them that's Mace Windu.
Yeah. So I was about to say, I always forget he's in this and Star Wars, but I wasn't going to say that because I knew you'd be offended.
Rude.
Oh, gosh. And then we have Wayne Knight as Nedry.
He did good.
Yeah. Good bad guy. Slimy bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is the theme of the book and movie the same?
For sure.
Yeah. Dinosaurs eat people on a theme park.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do the characters stay true?
No.
Most, but not all. Like,
yeah.
Lex and
Hammond.
And Tim switch. Gennaro is morphed with whatever his other name is. Regis. Hammond is all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the main three are symbol pretty much, but the rest of
except for Ellie, since she's Miss 1950s woman.
Oh yeah. And Grant doesn't like kids, but in the movie or the book he does. Yeah, there's little differences. Yeah, I'd say no overall.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you prefer?
Movie, because it's fun to watch dinosaurs killing people.
I had such a hard time with this one because I really liked both. I think in the end I went movie just because of the nostalgia, but this one was one that was hard for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
I knew talking to you before recording. I was like, oh, she doesn't know.
I didn't. And I like only reason I'm going movie is because of the nostalgia. And it's like, I could sit down and rewatch it. And I mean, I would reread the book too, but I'm like, I love all Quaker the lines. The movie. And, yeah. Anyways, would you recommend to a friend?
I mean, yeah. Dinosaurs. You can't go wrong.
Yeah. You'd recommend both to a friend?
I was trying to be polite, Allie.
Ty's not on this episode. Be honest.
I was really fucking bored by the book, everybody. I really had a hard time paying attention. So I would really only recommend the movie.
That's our job, to give honest opinions.
I think we have to go back to some of the ones where we had our friends on and I got to give a different answer to things.
We should do like in like our recaps or something. If we had guest stars,
we should
be like, okay, here's my real honest opinion. And here's then they go listen to that.
They're like, what the fuck? You guys are shit.
Oh no. All right. Well, that is our episode, you guys, of Jurassic Park. Welcome to Jurassic Park. God, you were supposed to sing it with me.
Oh, no. I sing Weird Al's version of it.
Well, it doesn't have any words. The Jurassic Park tune doesn't have any words.
Yeah, but Weird Al gave it words.
Okay, whatever. All right, so we have a website. Go check us out. Offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript. Within the next few weeks, we will have all of our updated season 8 movies and books on there.
What the hell are we going to be reading and watching?
Oh my gosh. And super exciting. It's our January to June series, or season. So it's extra long for you guys. So we got lots of goodies coming your way.
It's actually a really good season so far. I'm enjoying it.
I am too, actually.
Actually, not as much as I just made it sound like I was. The book that I'm currently reading, I'm thoroughly enjoying.
Oh, well, that's
so
good.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, oh, yeah, good season. And like, there's books that I'm looking forward to reading.
Uh-huh.
But the ones that I've read so far.
AKA my month, my January birthday month, you guys. I'll give you a hint. It's a throwback month to all the books when we were children. So what could be on that list?
We all know how much I love those books.
But they're not children's books. It's not like the picture books like Jumanji, yeah, and stuff like that. They're chapter books, but they're like young, not even young adults. I remember
when you picked Jumanji thinking it was a chapter book.
That's so mad.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that was hilarious. All right. So then on our website, you can also rate, subscribe, review. You can share our episodes with friends.
You can opt to donate to us.
Mm-hmm. Or sign up for exclusive content.
Mm-hmm. You want a full unedited version of this episode? That there's actually quite a bit that I probably cut out.
Mm-hmm.
So
find out what was cut. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could be the cool friend and be like,
get it?
You'd be like, did you hear that on Off Script the other day? And when they said blah, 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 blah. And they're like, they didn't say that. And you'll be like, oh, yes, they did. And you'll play your unedited. And then your friends will be like, oh, I got to get the unedited version too.
Mm-hmm. You also get it a few days early. Oh, our Monday episodes, you get it on Friday. And our Wednesday, you get it on Tuesday.
So then you could be like, oh my gosh, did you just hear their Jurassic Park episode? And they'd be like, that doesn't even come out yet. And you'll be like, oh, yes, it does. And you'll play, and they'll be so jealous.
Do it. And if you've forgotten, I not only edit this beautiful podcast, but I also edit for Panel by Panel with Tom Meany. So you should check out the YouTube page, Instagram, all the socials. Got some fun stuff going on over there.
Yep.
Too.
I don't think we have a mini-sode this week.
We do not, because
you go episode releases vacation.
Well, I'm in Singapore. Yep. So
have fun.
Thanks, I will.
Oh, good. Okay.
Not even going to be thinking about you guys. Just kidding. No, I actually made Allie bring me a huge stack of bookmarks so I could drop some off while I'm over there.
Yeah. So go. If you're in Singapore and you're a listener, go look for some little libraries, mm-hmm, or wherever.
Cafes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just going to drop some bookmarks off somewhere.
Yep. Sneakily just leave them around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But then Monday we got Pain Hustlers for you.
Ooh, that's actually kind of a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Come find out how different they are, though. Man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't even know how we're about to record that.
I know. We'll see. But, guys, with that, Jurassic Park
went off script.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.